Experiencing as fully as possible. With your eyes closed, feel them. Learn from them. In your butt. Your body. Shoulders. If you have gone too fast, you can always go back again to relax. You experience, you feel, you know, and there is no one posture that is the perfect one for you. Every place, every time, it will change. You adapt accordingly. Your mindfulness gives you information, gives you data. And you can change positions, move this way, that way, stretch, relax, slump, till you find the best for you now. And your neck, your head, balanced on top. Sometimes when you are meditating and you let go, become peaceful, really aware, sometimes the body adjusts itself. Sometimes the back straightens up or slumps. Sometimes it moves to the side. Sometimes the head goes forward or back. Much of your body is autonomous. A lot of the time, it knows better than you how to sit, how to walk, how to run. It even knows how to cough. So just let it cough its way, not your way. And the whole purpose of this scan of the body in the beginning is to relax, to relax. We do see animals relaxing, dogs and cats. They don't think too much. They feel. In your head. Much of the tension in life is written on your face. muscles on our face. One by one, I loosen them. Relaxing them. Taking on any stretching, any compression, any tension. If it works for you, a couple of inches behind your eyes, your brain. When we think and argue and complain, are we planned because of fear? We remember our past is so heavy. That's like it's tiring out our brain, exhausting it. So we imagine, visualize our brain. We relax. Once our body is relaxed, you can linger longer on your body if it needs more attention. As I said in an earlier talk, whenever I would get injured, I was growing up in Acton, playing on the streets. The football around the school playground on asphalt. So often just falling to the ground, scraping the skin off my knees. Always remember just having scabs on my knees. So I grew up. Every time as a fresh one, running, crying to my mother, who would stoop down and kiss it better. Just the amazing power of kindness to take away pain, to heal, to relieve. So now I do that with my own mind. As any pain aches, it's as if, metaphorically, I kiss it better. Being kind to my body. I'm kind to my brain. Really kind to the whole body. So kind. I realized I did not have to prove anything. I'm at peace with myself in this moment. Later on I can work, argue. Right now, I'm alone, at peace. The Buddha said, being an island unto myself. In my island, there's no criticism. Being here, just breathing. Minimum amount of work. Try to feel the breath. Perhaps it's not even located anywhere on my body. Just breathing, that's all. With my little island, my bubble. If there's any sound outside, any disturbance, I keep it at a distance. It's not my business. It's way over there that I'm inside, going deeper and deeper into this. Not at all concerned with anything outside. And pay attention to my face. And I smile. If you can't make one, fake one. Turning out the corners of our mouth into a smile. And then I go back inside. I'm a bit of happiness and kindness. And sometimes being appreciation for the opportunity to be peaceful. Some people are negative, they criticize anything. With a smile, they're appreciating their gratitude. For this, the opportunity to be still. The opportunity to accept this moment as it is, to be at peace with it. Now, this moment, me, whatever you take yourself to be. I open the door of my heart to this. There's no right, no wrong in this moment. That judgment comes from what we call proliferation later. Just be. No plans. No opening up the filing cabinets of the past, looking for something to solve. You're just here in this moment. It's like you travelled a long way to be here. The mind and the body will be tired. Now you have a bench, a seat, cold now. This moment. It might not be the most comfortable seat in the world. Is good enough. Please sit down. Being here. Be grateful to have a place to sit. Being here. Value the ability to be quiet with no one asking anything of you. Surround yourself with kindness. Non-judgment or non-measuring love. As you are is good enough. Now we take you to another level. Imagine, visualize, feel as if you're sitting under a huge, cool tree. Imagine you're the Buddha. Like acting the part, feeling it from inside, sitting here. Complete, finished, nothing missing. What had to be done has been done. There's no more work for you to do. No more striving. No more endeavor. Your home. You're just sitting here, enjoying the breeze. For no reason whatsoever. No longer are you doing something for a purpose. Let us be. Experiencing your breath come and go. Experiencing the sounds soft. As soon as they disappear, they're gone forever. Holding on to nothing, not keeping anything from the past. Living these moments without taking notes. Knowing that in this moment the future is involved. It grows out of this moment like a flower bursts from the bud. This moment is healthy and pure. The future has to be beautiful. So just here. Why do things move? Why are we so afraid of letting go? Feel the peace. It's another type of happiness and joy. Happiness of contentment. Not seeing any faults with what you're experiencing. Not seeing the two bad bricks in a wall. Being at peace with this. Content and easily satisfied. Not proud and having to stand out above others. Easily satisfied. One who disappears. Fades away. Imagine this thing you call you expanding, getting thinner, dissipating, lighter, evaporating. With all your history, good and bad, things you're proud of, things you'd rather hide. All of it evaporating, like water turning to steam, like steam turning to mist, going through all parts of the universe, to the indiscernible here, to this nothing there, except this. And this moment is delightful, restful, and you're happy to be here. What more do you want? This is it, this is the end. Being here, content. Your real home. And you stay in this moment. Time has no meaning. Time is a future or a past to exist. Now, there is no time. As if you rest your brain, your thoughts, in this very soft chair called now. The cushions of the present. They just sunk in, absorb all of the wanting. All of the wanting, the effort, was all just to be here. Now you're here. Nothing else to do. Please keep that smile on the face. It helps you stay here. And just allow the attention to notice the happiness, the delight, the freedom. Freedom of not having to perform, not having to do things. Freedom of not having to follow orders. Freedom of not having to please others. Totally let go. Disengage. Just be inside. Deeply. With this. Feel the peace. The lack of movement. Contentment. Not the boredom of having nothing to do. The joy. The stillness. The joy stillness comes so attractive that the joy sticks you like glue to this moment. Just be here. No judging, no measuring, no assessing. great. Father, pray. Put it in one end, take it out the other. Another 10 minutes we can have a sutta class. Go to the Buddha.